This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, March 23rd. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Groundwater recharge on hyperdrive. Farm workers' drought pay regains speed. DPR adds EJ Hub. And senators target foreign land buys. New bill pitches an ambitious goal for groundwater recharge. Senator Angelique Ashby of Sacramento, one of many new faces in the Capitol, has added more details to a measure on groundwater recharge. She is proposing the states percolate 10 million acre feet of water annually into the ground by 2035. That's more than double the amount of water the state's largest reservoir can hold. The proposal would give the Department of Water Resources 1 year to form the plan. According to the bill, DWR estimates groundwater basins can store 1 billion acre feet of water with a potential recharging of up to 13 million acre feet in wet years. Now keep in mind, Governor Newsom set a goal last August of recharging just 500,000 acre feet per year. That estimate is based on groundwater sustainability plans local agencies have submitted to DWR. But policy researchers worry those plans are overly optimistic with recharge. DWR has also rejected 6 plans from the San Joaquin Valley. Farm worker drought pay regains momentum. A Senate committee has advanced a proposal for establishing a drought assistance program for farm workers. Senator Melissa Hurtado of Bakersfield revived the measure after a veto last year and has now added flooding to the bill. The pilot project would provide supplemental pay to those who have lost work to either of the 2 disasters. Budget committees would determine exactly how much pay that would be, though she previously proposed $1,000 a month. Hurtado said farm workers are the most impacted by climate change and need support to meet their basic needs. One farm worker she knows only works 3 days a week and cannot claim unemployment for the missed work. She worried about more evictions, food insecurity, and poverty. Republicans worried about adding more state costs through another cash assistance program. DPR adds a hub for EJ resources. The Department of Pesticide Regulation has developed a webpage offering environmental justice resources for hosting meetings, learning about pesticides, and engaging with ag commissioners. The top goal is to improve the soured relationship between activist groups and commissioners. The webpage also serves as a guide for commissioners to engage with more EJ communities. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West next. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USDA moving to let states expand free school meals. U.S. Department of Agriculture is proposing a rules change that would allow more schools to offer free meals to all students regardless of their income. Under an existing community eligibility provision, schools can offer free meals to all students if at least 40% of the students have household incomes below the federal poverty line. USDA is proposing to lower that threshold to 25%. On its own, the proposed change would not increase federal spending on school meals, but the lower threshold would make it easier for states to expand free meals if they choose to do so, USDA said. Several states are moving to do that, including Colorado, California, and Minnesota. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Regan says EPA threaded the needle with WOTUS rule. EPA Administrator Michael Regan defended his agency's budget request and its Waters of the U.S. rule against Republican criticism in an appearance yesterday before the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. While the Supreme Court's pending Sackett Clean Water Act decision will, quote, have some impact on the rule, Regan said the rule is, quote, designed to absorb whatever the Sackett case renders. Republicans, including panel ranking member Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, Pete Ricketts of Nebraska, questioned why, with about half the states of the country suing over the WOTUS rule, EPA chose to move forward with writing it. Regan said, as he has said previously, that when he took office, the Trump administration's navigable waters protection rule had been vacated by a federal court, necessitating new regulations. In addition, the agency, which wrote the new rule with the Army Corps of Engineers, did not want to have to wait until after the court issued a decision. I think we threaded a very good needle with the rule, he said, noting it also codifies 8 farming-related exemptions from the law. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Senators look to block some foreign land acquisitions. A bipartisan group of senators is proposing to bar sales of U.S. ag land to any individuals or entities tied to the governments of China, Iran, North Korea, or Russia. The surge of foreign-owned agriculture land in the U.S. demonstrates the need to keep our top foreign adversaries out of our agriculture supply chain, said Senator Tommy Tuberville, the Alabama Republican. He's co-sponsoring that bill with fellow Senate Ag Committee member Mike Braun of Indiana, as well as Democrat Senator John Tester of Montana, and Republican Marco Rubio of Florida. By the way, in an interview for this week's AgriPulse Ag and Food Policy Summit, the Senate Ag Committee's top Republican John Bozeman said there needs to be a hearing on the land issue to figure out how much of a problem it really is. He said he's concerned more broadly about land acquisitions by hedge funds. Well, here's today's He Said It. The next time you read an article that says agriculture uses 80% of the water in California, remember how wildly out of context that figure is. That Amrith Gunaskara, Science and Research Director at California Farm Bureau, in an op-ed debunking the widely shared figure, factoring in all water farmers get a 15% share, he argued. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, March 23rd, brought to you by Robel AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.